Shut the fuck up back there.
I know.
Well, my ears are studio audience.
Yeah, my ears are full of dribble from Vegas. So
yeah.
Love's off the best part.
I'd like to start.
Shut
this
up.
I'd like to start this off by saying,
I'm gonna kill you.
I would like a round of applause for co-host Javen here. Getting laid this weekend.
Yes, it's Vegas. Pretty fucking
hell
epic.
Yeah.
Let's go, dude.
I left one club and into another.
Fuck yeah.
So to speak.
Can we get like a very like brief synopsis?
Brief synopsis?
Yeah.
It's pretty fucking quick. All the dudes went to bed in the hotel, and then I matched with this chick. She texted me instantly.
Oh, okay.
Texted her back, and then she's just like, hey, fucking come over.
For sure.
And I was like, all right.
Hell yeah, dude. On like a 1 out of 10 experience, like 1 out of 10, what would you put there?
I have been I've been happier at an actual DMV.
Oh.
But this was technical. It was technically okay.
Okay, for sure. Hell yeah. But the re-release of Revenge of the Sith, after a long time of not watching that movie, man, there's lots of I didn't know Yoda had bars, bro.
Yoda had bars, dude. He was fucking, he was slinging.
Yeah, no, like he like said that, what'd he say to fucking goddamn
Palpatine?
Palpatine. He was like, he's all like, if you're so powerful, why leave? I was like, damn.
What was the other one? Fucking, oh, fuck. I don't even remember the other one, but it was fucking.
But yeah, it's crazy you think that shit came out 20 years ago, bro. Mm. Don't even, like, it definitely looks like it, but.
Did they make Yoda black?
I wish.
They should have. I mean, he acts
I
like
have been
it.
Surprised.
He acts like
he
an old.
You know what? They did kind of do that. I bet they added that shit in, bro. We just try to like they tried to get it over people's heads. So yeah, I guess they, I guess
they
Yoda was black.
That Yoda's black.
He's a wise Yoda's, old unk.
I mean, the original stereotype was he's Jewish.
Out of all the aliens in Star Wars, like who are the closest ones to being black?
Jar Jar Binks, obviously.
Well, yeah.
Ben Kenobi's actor is Irish. I feel like that's pretty close, at least temperamentally.
Black Irish.
Wait.
Blyrish.
But no, but like the actual aliens, though. Like, I'm not talking about Sam
aliens?
Jack.
I mean, like, yeah, the stereotypes.
Yeah, like the stereotype. Like, who's the closest to being black?
Kit Fisto?
Oh, like his race of people?
He's pretty.
No,
yeah.
Just him himself.
Oh, just him himself?
He's pretty.
Yeah, he kind of gets
Kit
shit
Kit Fisto's
on.
Black.
He gets like,
He's like, damn, dude, this whole council thing.
He's like, I am a big fucking fish. I've got an octopus on my head. Ja is the way.
He was a cool ass man.
Hey, who's the one with the really long forehead?
Motherfucker.
Like Kai Mundi or some shit.
The fucking, the brain stack.
Yeah, the brain stack.
He's
like the Jewish one.
You think? He kind of looks like the store owner at like a...
No, the Jewish ones are the... The de facto guys or whatever. The fucking guys. The blue guys with the big fucking red eyes.
Another thing I noticed when I watched that movie was it looked like Sam Jack didn't want to be there.
You think he just did it for the paycheck?
Like for the paycheck for show. Like it's not like he didn't like put it into the role. It's just like...
Like in the third one specifically?
In the third one specifically, yeah. He was like, I don't know. I feel like he wasn't feeling it, bro.
When you've done something as good as Pulp Fiction, you think Star Wars can get it up anymore?
No.
Fuck no.
I mean, he's definitely doing it for the bag, bro.
He only did it for the purple lightsaber.
I think so.
Yeah.
That was in his contract, I believe.
He's like, damn, can't believe George Lucas blasted me out this motherfucking window.
I guarantee you, though, like 20 shit. Years from now, though, like on the 40th anniversary, it'll be like a whole, it won't be like a re-release. It'll be like almost like a reshoot, and it will get like black Anakin Skywalker, probably.
What if at the 40 anniversary, we got a white Sam Jackson?
Oh my God. Nah, dude.
They made him white?
They just make every character Jewish.
That would be crazy.
They're wearing like the little hats and stuff.
Yeah. Listen, I'm a Jedi. Listen.
Jedi mind trick.
Listen, I'll show you a Jedi mind trick. Take out your wallet.
I mean.
Take out your wallet. I'll show you a cool Jedi mind trick for $40.
Yeah, I don't know, but I really enjoyed it, though. I was low-key. I'm not even going to lie. I was, like, falling asleep a little bit towards the end. It's a long movie.
Yeah, it is a big one.
It's a long movie. I heard you went to Gordon Ramsay's kitchen. I was trying to throw off the topic real quick, but, yeah, how was that?
That was like fucking killer, dude. It was awesome. It was good. Who's the...
Did he come in and yell in your face?
That would be, I would come, honestly.
I just probably would. He shows up and he's like, "You fat fuck, you stole my napkins.
Idiot sandwich.
You stole my fucking napkins.
I don't know about that, but if he called me a fat ass in the restaurant and screamed, that would be hilarious.
It's funny that you guys just stole the fucking napkins from the restaurant.
We did get the napkins.
Oh, you did? Did you bring some back?
Yeah, we got two of them.
Oh, two?
Yeah, they're not like, I mean,
that's a real novelty. Yeah. You get a frame one?
I might, no, fuck that shit. Listen, Gordon Ramsay isn't really accepted in this household because we had, you know, Keegan in here.
Yeah, no, I don't like Gordon Ramsay.
He's got good food,
what's,
though.
What's your...
Wasn't bad.
My beef with Gordon Ramsay?
Yeah, spill the tea, sister.
Do you want to guess how much the total bill was for four dudes eating at the steakhouse?
I'm going to guess, like, down to the dollar amount.
Sure, yeah, go for it.
I'm going to say
yen
four
amount.
Dudes.
The yen amount.
The Japanese yen. To be honest, I'm going to go, I'm going to say it's an average $50 a person.
Okay. Let me give you a hint. One of them went crazy on the cocktails.
Okay, so I'm going to change it up. So including drinks, I'm going to say it's probably about $80 a person.
Okay.
So I'm going to say it's safe to say probably like a little between like $380 and like $450.
Okay. The cheapest thing on the menu, which is the one I got, was $80.
Oh, damn.
We left, and once we got the check, it was about a grand.
Really?
A grand.
That's crazy. Yeah. Since we were talking about Pulp Fiction, you know what I would have done?
What?
It would have been like a stick up in that bitch for sure.
You would have stick it up?
Yeah. The way you made it sound was really gay.
Let's clarify. We're on this show, to be fair. Up what?
Yeah.
Like, when we, like oh, that's right.
Right.
Not up my special place.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's good clarification.
I probably should stop there. But yeah, no, that sounds sick, bro.
Yeah. This isn't a flex, by the way. It's I got fucking fleeced by Ramsay himself.
You got fleeced?
For a grand.
Was it a good food? Like, what'd you get?
I didn't get head, that's for sure. I didn't get fucking top.
I didn't get to order the head at the table, directly to the table.
We had some Spaniard fucking cringing the whole time as our waiter.
Yeah, and then wasn't the Pawn Star guy there, too?
Oh, yeah. Who's Rick Dawson? Some shit like that?
You seen him there?
Yeah, he was there.
Did you rub his head?
I tried to give him a kiss.
You're just like,
like, wow, your head is so beautiful.
Wow.
But, Keegan said he missed you on the trip.
I know, dude.
I was like, you guys fucking suck. You didn't take me.
You're too fucking...
Just say it.
Cool, man.
Say it, bro.
Yeah, I would have fucking... I would have been the vibe.
Listen.
Say what your heart wants to say, bro.
Say what my heart wants to say?
Yeah.
I love you, Keegan. I don't think Lubo loves you. He's too Jewish for
you. Yeah.
You know? It's unfortunate.
He knows you don't. You have a bone to pick.
Yeah, there's women in the room.
Well, but like Lubo's weird. Because he'll go like, he was fine with you for 3 days. And after the fourth day of him staying here, he's like, I want to fucking not.
Yeah, he's like, I'm sick of this guy's shit.
I'm sick of Keegan's eyes, dude.
I'm sick of this fucking guy.
Yeah.
Do you think that like he thought you were like anti-Semitic?
Yeah.
If he thinks he's anti-Semitic, I mean,
he should never be
friends
with
me.
If Keegan's too much for him, I don't know what he would do.
No, I mean, I've been very, very rude to him.
Oh, okay.
Very. Very mean.
I think I was just being a little too much that weekend. Was I drinking a lot that weekend? I feel like I was.
I don't know. When I lost my job at Optimum, were you?
I think so.
All right, fair enough. Yeah, you're probably off your rocker.
But yeah, so. But no, honestly,
I was still in the garage, bro.
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah, you were just hanging out.
I was still living in the fucking garage.
We just got to get Keegan to practice more love.
Hold on. Lubo got sick of you. He didn't get sick of Betty?
No.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Bro, I think he just hates me.
God's sick of Betty.
He hates me because I'm pro-Palestine. He's Jewish.
You know, he makes me laugh, though, because he's like, you know, I'm actually, because he's Jewish, right? He's
right.
Like,
oh,
actually,
shit. I forgot the TV's on. Can somebody turn that off?
Lubo said, he told me, he's like, I'm actually pro-Israel. I'm like, yeah,
hey,
no
can
shit.
Can
you
put on, like, a lo-fi comp?
No, the white remote. The white remote.
Sad hip-hop bark comp.
Oh, you could turn it off. Is
that fine? No, just turn it off. Turn it off. I completely spaced out.
No,
forgot what the fucking thing
was. Ignore him. If you turn it down, that would be chill.
Sad lo-fi hip-hop.
The white remote to turn the TV off.
Pull up a rapper who's accidentally killed himself.
Thank you, producer.
We got X, we got Juice WRLD. There's options.
Do you mark those type of like murders as accidental? Like they're like self suicide.
I don't think Juice WRLD wanted to kill himself. I think that was just him trying to avoid the fuzz.
He was just like boom.
Swallowed the drugs because the feds were fucking on the plane.
But do you think he was like, yeah, I'm about to just kill myself, or he was doing it just to hide the dope?
I think he did it to hide the drugs. I think
he just didn't make it.
I was sad for him.
You were sad for him?
I was. Man, I like Juice WRLD.
Javen's a better man than me.
I did a lot of acid, man, so I was fucking sad for him.
Is that... What's the correlation?
What's the correlation between Juice WRLD and acid?
I mean, I
drugs.
I know the drugs part, but like...
I mean, like what's the correlation between America and slavery?
that we did it for like 200 years. We didn't do it for 200 years. It still feels like it's going on.
I'm gonna be real. I've never been a huge fan of Juice WRLD's music, bro. I don't want to offend you with that comment.
No, that's like, okay. He's dead.
Did his music like touch you?
I still
like,
see your here? Shadows in my room,
or wherever my heart's at. But
I mean, you know, if my heart could have a boner, it'd probably hit it when I was on acid.
Oh, really? Damn.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah.
My but like on drugs music's probably like Lady Gaga.
For real?
Yeah, Lady Gaga.
Poker Face.
Aspiring
Give me
second
man,
Joker
give
movie.
Me
he actually
man.
Makes
no,
classical
me
music.
Man.
He makes classical music. His name's Glock 40 Spaz.
Wait, that's his name and he makes classical?
He makes classical, yeah.
No way. Yeah, he's just hitting it hard on the piano?
It's super great, yeah. Anybody listening, just check that guy out. Great classical music if you're into that.
He's not paying us, so...
No, he's not paying
keep,
us.
Keep it down a little bit.
We don't have any fucking sponsors for a reason.
Goddamn money.
No, bro, I'm going to put some light on that, bro. Like, real recognize.
All right, for
you
sure.
You know what I mean? But no, like my on drugs music just definitely doesn't consist of Juice WRLD. Hey, who's your like dream like blunt rotation celebrities, musicians?
I'm sorry, blunt rotation.
Blunt rotation.
Like dream blunt rotation.
Recently, it's been the Cyberpunk soundtrack and a lot of vampire shoegaze.
But like, who's gonna be in the room smoking the blunt with you?
Oh, with me?
Yeah, it's a rotation. Oh. Like technically, like if I smoked a joint right now, there'd be
fuck,
a
fuck. Who is that guy that went to jail for cutting off his girlfriend's head? The one that has like 1,400 fucking like albums. He's like, I chill with that.
Which
guy.
One? There's like a million of those guys.
Don't be racist. This is a clean show.
No, it's not, bro. It's filthy. It's a filthy show.
Come on, man. Shit. Whatever. Just insert cool rap name. So Reese's Puffs. Rap name.
Reese's Puffs, the cereal. You'd be smoking with a. You'd be eating a bowl of Reese's Puffs and smoking a bowl by yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. Can we go fantasy a little bit?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, sure.
Kool Aid Man.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Geralt of Rivia.
No.
He would, dude.
So we got the Kool Aid Man. We got
the guy who's in prison.
I gotta stop saying that.
I'd say Justin Roiland because he's also a
Justin
criminal.
Justin Roiland. Okay.
You just want to smoke weed with a bunch of criminals.
I would love to. Yeah. I mean, who's
the Kool-Aid Man's a criminal?
Dude, I mean, look at how much fucking property he's destroyed over the course of fucking 30 years.
Hey, that's one thing me and the Kool-Aid Man have in problem.
Bro,
have in
I
common.
Think if you were gonna fucking like criminal put if charges. You're gonna put like charges on like fictional fucking advertisement characters, the Kool-Aid Man. The Kool-Aid Man fucking outweighs Camel Joe by far. Like, sure, Camel Joe's caused a lot of lung cancer.
What's the worst thing
But
he
he's
did?
Still cool as fuck.
He ate pizza and drank soda.
Yeah, he was just fucking playing pool with the boys smoking cigarettes. The Kool-Aid Man, he's destroying fucking public property, being a nuisance, busting the fucking courtrooms. You all fucking right, name it,
bro. Last person in the rotation goes.
Last person? Who's the guy who jacked up the price of insulin by like 4,000%? Martin Shkreli. Yeah.
You want him in there, too?
Yeah, absolutely.
Dude, Martin Shkreli would be awesome. He's got that fucking...
I don't really fuck with that one, to be honest.
Really?
I don't like that pick. Bro.
I mean, he's holding on to a Wu-Tang
bro.
Album.
I don't agree with him, but I mean, like, you know.
Okay, well,
it'd be nice to.
What about you? Four people, blunt rotation.
I'm not gonna say that funny German guy because that's what everybody says.
his name doesn't start with an A.
Kanye West.
Kanye West.
Okay. He's been on a sick one.
That's cool. He sucked off his uncle.
Yeah, no, his cousin.
Oh, sorry.
We can talk about that a little bit later. Obviously.
But Kanye West.
I feel okay interrupting Keegan. We can talk about it.
Yeah, let's do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I don't exist. I don't even matter. I don't even think I'm visible on camera.
Oh, what the fuck?
Kanye West. Like, do we have to be, do criminals or just
no?
Like,
it doesn't have to be criminals.
No, it could be anyone.
Like anybody?
Like fiction, like, yeah.
It could. I mean, if you want to feel slutty, you could say Justin. And this would be the first scene of a romantic
comedy.
That's
too easy.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. No, we're already in a gay polyamorous relationship with four other guys, so it's not even funny. It's not even a funny pick. It's not even a funny pick,
dude. Oh, a gay polyamorous relationship.
It's not even a funny pick, dude. Yeah. My dream blunt rotation, Kanye West.
Okay.
An entire polyamorous like relationship comprised of 12 people.
honestly,
and like one super Down syndrome guy.
Okay.
That's fucked up. But
that's not fucked up.
We can get Lugo.
Why,
over
you why do you think that's funny? Why do you think a guy with a disability is funny, bro?
I'm not laughing.
He's a vibe. He's all just right, trying
you know
to
what,
catch
my
a vibe.
Man, he can hit the blunt, bro. He can hit your blunt. He can hit mine.
What, you're not going to let little Jimmy fucking Tardo hit the blunt?
He can drink his chocolate milk in the fucking corner.
Hey, don't judge the chocolate milk, bro. I'd be drinking that shit.
I drink that shit too. I got a whole gallon.
I got strawberry syrup too.
Oh, dude, the things I'm trying to do is some strawberry syrup.
I'm trying to up the class in this place up a little bit.
What about the caramel syrup?
I want to get people over. It feels different. Hang out. What?
Well, my bad. I'm
the caramel syrup. Well, no. Let's go back to that. What
that's
do you do with
ice cream?
Syrup?
That's not for milk.
Oh, I'm not using it. For
I mean,
either,
I guess you could put it.
Are you doing the full? what could you possibly be using the caramel syrup for?
I'm gonna let the viewers decide that.
Okay, you're pleading the fifth.
I'm pleading the fifth. Right, yeah.
Well, I'll be God. Putting hot sauce.
But no,
on some
my
titties.
Dream blunt rotation. I'm gonna go. I'm actually because I gave you all lower because I took you out of time to think. But I already kind of know mine. I'm gonna give myself like five people. So first one's Big Bird from Sesame Street.
100%.
Big Bird could chief.
Dude,
bro.
Thank God he didn't fucking die in the Challenger explosion.
Exactly.
Oh God.
No, he like almost went up there.
Dude, so, yeah. Big Bird was almost on that shit.
I'm gonna take,
they
would have.
Dude,
Bird,
okay. After you get done, I got something.
I'm gonna take goddamn. I'm gonna take Vegeta. Vegeta's in my blunt rotation for show. Actually, fuck
you're gonna
Vegeta.
Take that guy?
Nah, fuck
wait,
Vegeta.
Hold on. Oh, wait, it's a guy? It's not a food?
Yeah, Vegeta from Dragon Ball Z.
Bro, what?
Oh.
Actually,
what
no.
mean what? Fuck no. Dragon Ball.
Hey, so actually, I've changed it up. So it'd be Big Bird, Piccolo.
Okay.
It's Piccolo's guy.
That's not bad.
Piccolo's fire. And then probably Robert F. Kennedy. I don't know if he's gonna want to hit it because it'll like keep you on that like strict shit. But if I told him like it's hemp leaf, like it's good for you, like
okay.
hit it probably.
Yeah.
So.
Organic.
Just imagine a conversation between Big Bird and Robert F. Kennedy.
That's probably fire.
I think your life choices.
So yeah, Big Bird, Piccolo, Robert F.
Wow, that's really great. All right,
Robert
okay.
F. Kennedy, sexy red. Sexy Red is in that bitch for show.
Wait,
bro.
The mascot
and
of Red Robin?
Right next to her. What?
The mascot of Red Robin is Sexy Red.
Who's Sexy Red?
No, yeah, Sexy Red's in there. Because you gotta have some like ghetto black flavor in there.
Okay,
in all
right, sure, I guess.
You don't know
who
Sexy Red is?
Who are these people?
You don't know who Sexy Red is?
The only person I recognize
play
is
some Sexy Red, Taylor. I gotta show.
No, don't do
you
it.
Ever, hey, you ever had ghetto black pussy?
Don't
Jamie?
Do it. I have to censor the entire
video. I don't
video.
Know about ghetto, but.
You never, okay, hold on. I'll play some Sexy Red.
No,
you.
But I was going to say, imagine if Big Bird fucking did go up in the Challenger and fucking
so
died.
So, yeah, we got Piccolo, my bad. We got Piccolo, Big Bird, Robert F. Kennedy, Sexy Red, and I think my last one, bro. Dude, I'm not going to lie. Fuck, dude. That's actually kind of, now that I'm like really thinking about it, it's
Lyndon B.
hard.
Johnson?
No, Mewtwo, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, I want Mewtwo.
From the movie? Wait, can I
like
change one of mine?
Mewtwo?
Yeah, go ahead. I want Mewtwo.
Chris Chan, 100%.
Oh,
dude,
right now.
For real?
Absolutely.
He might rape you, but...
I'm not going to let
actually,
happen.
Actually,
I don't
know if
I should be smoking
this. He might
dress
you up like...
I would never get
here we go.
Guy,
I'm going
like
to play
Sonic.
Some Sexy Red for Javen, bro. Let me get an honest reaction
well,
on
thanks,
this.
Thanks, man.
Do you, I'm going to name some of the song titles to you, and then you pick the one you want to hear, okay?
Okay, go for it.
We got Rich Baby Daddy, Fat, Juicy, and Wet.
That's gonna be hard to beat.
Looking for the hose.
Looking for a hose.
We got bow, bow, bow.
Just play that
wait,
one.
Bow music?
No, just bow, bow, bow. And then we have Hellcats SRTs.
The one that referenced genitalia.
All of them?
Yeah, pretty much all of them.
The second one?
Oh, fair. Here we go.
If my memory serves me.
Demonetized instantly.
Wait, we're monetized?
No.
It'd be funny if you're making
$1,000. No, this one's ass, bro. I'm just gonna. Nah, nah, here we go.
Hold Let's up. Ask the special guest. What song should we play?
No, bro.
It's just. This is feminism music. Yep. This is like music for fucking like single moms that work at McDonald's. All right. I want to talk about the Challenger explosion.
I want to talk about Big Bird.
I want to talk about Big Bird fucking dying.
Experience.
Dude, okay, I'm just going to, okay, turn it down a little bit.
My bad, bro. You can,
dude, he's yeah. vibing.
Dude, bro, I know he's vibing. I'm not trying to kill your vibe.
No, you done killed it already. It's too late.
All right. But okay. Imagine Big Bird dying in the Challenger explosion. And then on Sesame Street, they have a whole fucking
Sexy
like
Red concert.
Morbituary about fucking Big Bird dying. Like, Emma's just like,
it was sadness to say that our friend Big Bird fucking died in the challenge.
For real. Do you think he would use the word fuck or frick? Like, do you think Emma would curse?
Emma really hit a sick one with that.
Emma's a creep, but not in front of the camera.
He's a creep.
He could be.
That's one thing me and Emma.
Touch my special place.
Remember the dolls?
Oh my God. But one time I had a cop and I was like, he was like, all right, show me on the teddy bear where they touched you. And I was confused, bro. I was like, but that's a teddy bear.
Wait, that was your confusion?
On the bear.
You've been molested. That's your confusion?
Yeah, pretty much. Have you ever been molested?
I
got molested once. It was actually kind of weird.
Here's the thing. I would love for you to go into it.
I did, bro. You tell you?
Detail.
Can I?
Sure.
All right, bet. Yeah. Man, so I was probably like 13, and I was like my homie. They used to have like parties at their house all the time, and I was friends with like their little brother. But they used to always have these parties, and like one time I was like, it was probably like 1-2 o'clock in the morning. They had a bunch of people over there, and I was playing Skate 3 in their like shared bedroom. So I'm sitting there playing the game. And this, like, these two girls walk in, and then the one girl leaves. So then it's just, like, this one drunk-ass girl, and she's kind of, like, she's, like, moving like a, I don't know how to describe it, bro. Like, when you're, like, characters, like, in the loading screen or something. Or, like, kind of, like, in COD when the operator's, like, looking around. Kind of what she was doing, bro. She was, like, standing in place, like, drunk as fuck. And I was playing the game, and then she sat on the homie John's bed and, like, just pretty much started doing, like, the GTA stripper on me, bro. And it was, like, I was,
bro,
like, so
she was
frozen,
hitting a fucking 360.
I was, like, 13, bro.
Grind.
I was, like, bro, what the fuck? Like, this is not how this is supposed to happen. I was, like, I didn't know what to do. And then she, like, kind of, like, touched me a little bit. And I was, like, yeah, hell no. And I, like, went outside. I, like, threw up in the pool. And then, like, asked my homie to, like, hit his wax pen. And I kind of forgot about it.
So, wait.
Hell, yeah. So, she, like, pretty much just hit, like, a fucking 360 nose grind on your dick
okay, wait,
while you're playing
on.
Skate
Not
3.
Not really. No, she didn't get that close to me. She was just kind of, like, doing, like, she was, like, feeling herself.
She was trying, but she fumbled the skate
and
trick.
And I'm not saying if she was hot, strange. It would have been, like, better. It just, like, it didn't help that she was, like, just a fat, gross Mexican. Like,
okay. All right. That adds some context.
I'm not saying that it would have been any better.
She was the right. fucking, she was a mountain of flesh.
You still shouldn't be doing those people.
I mean. But so you're smoking wax pens at 13, and the issue you have is you were touched by a woman.
No, but it wasn't like, it was like not wanted, bro. Okay. Like, I wasn't, bro, I don't.
You know, I get that. But at least it wasn't gay.
At least it wasn't gay.
I got offered like $1,100 to fuck someone's wife in front of them at the Nautical one time. I almost did it, too.
Wait, you passed down $1,100?
Yeah, they just weren't like.
How suspicious was it?
They just weren't. They weren't like. Just no, I couldn't do it. I don't think I would have been able to perform. Even with $1,100, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, I understand,
pretty,
dude. I get it.
Are you having trouble before?
Shit I would do. For
yeah, I get it, dude. I get pee shy when I go to use the urinal sometimes too.
I would. I'd probably do like. I mean, if they came at me with a different bag, like it was like 10-15K. I'd do it.
15K?
I'd do it, yeah. 5K, I'd do it. Just name a number, I'll probably 15 do it. Inches.
You should have been like, higher number.
Just give me a number greater than $1,100.
That is kind of lowballing it. I mean, you could blow that in blackjack like right now.
Right.
Yeah, that ain't shit.
But just no, put it all under the Buffalo machine.
You should have.
But then, like, name a greater number. Like, let's start a little auction.
Interesting. How do they?
So I was serving. Okay, so like I worked at this place called the Nautical, and it's like a lakefront resort in town here. So I was serving
in
there.
Town?
Yeah, and so they close out the property at like once a year for this like swinger convention.
Right. Okay.
And so I was a server, and there's this one couple that kept coming in. They're all like haunting, and they were tipping me good, bro. They were giving me like $100 here. They were like, "Oh, here's some joints. Like, let me buy you a drink after work." And I'm all like, I'm good, thank you. And then one time they were there for dinner and they're like, hey, so we have an offer for you. And I was like, what's up? It's like literally said to me just like this. He's like, what do you think of my wife? And she, I like looked at her and she like kind of like winked at me. And I was all like, oh, I think your wife's great. You know, you guys are awesome people, man. Y'all been taking care of me.
Right.
And she's all like, oh, you've been taking care of us. And I was wondering if you'd want to have some fun later. And I was like, define fun. And he's like, well, would you want to sleep with my wife? And I was like, and then we were kind of like, I didn't really know how to like react. I was kind of like laughing. He's all like, he's like, if you want to make some more money. And I'm like, I was joking. I was like, how much money? He's like, how's $1,100 sound? And I kind of laughed and I just walked away, bro.
What?
I thought about it, not gonna lie, but
dude, I'm such a bitch. I'd probably take him up on that.
Yeah. Hey, low-key though, if I got offered like a ridiculous bag and was like, yo, Jayla, I would like like I was like, look, so say it was the same position and they're like, yo, we'll give you 25K. Sleep with my wife in front of me. And I tell you, I'm like, yo, Jayla, these people were they were offering me this crazy. I'm gonna throw you fucking 10 bands, brand new car, and a new bag, Chanel.
I'm throwing up the ante.
I don't know why you'd be questioning that. You must be up in there like already getting to work.
And, like, that's dope. I'd be in that like, I'd be in that like 1,000. 2,000.
Just the fucking the bank account, fucking ching ching ching. The cash ching, register ching. Is opening up. Fucking money's flying out.
Wow.
Yeah. Every time you hit it, just cash just fucking boom, out of her puss.
It's like when you get like, it's like when Sonic gets like hurt and like the coins,
all the rings fall.
All the rings fall out. But yeah, no.
Every time you thrust, all the fucking all, like just quarters come fucking
nah,
flooding
like,
out.
No,
it's like an old timey slot machine.
Me and the homie Alex had got into it because he's all like, because I made a comment. I was like, yeah, there's some pretty gay shit I do for money. He's like, what do you mean? I'm like, first off, I ain't sucking dick and I ain't getting fucked in the ass. But like in the low probability scenario where this guy was like, hey, bro, let me fucking do something with your meat, bro.
You'd get your dick sucked by a dude for?
For start naming a dollar amount.
Like 40 bucks?
No.
100?
No.
40 is low.
No, grand?
No.
10 grand.
A little bit higher.
Are like you 30, shitting me? That's 30? That's a year of rent.
Bro, just keep going.
30. I'm going to say 30K.
Now listen to
about half of that, like 15.
15? That's 15? Low.
I'd do it for
that's,
15.
That's low.
Low. He's sucking his dick. He's paying to suck dick. That's so high.
I think you need to raise your fucking standards.
I'm not sucking no dick.
I mean, you're getting your dick sucked. In this scenario.
Technically speaking, bro, like it's really like, I'm sorry. It's really just a mouth, bro. Like, to be real.
Mouse a mouse? Fuck your mother. What?
So, so what I'm hearing is
a mouse a mouth, right?
You're only gay if you're receiving.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's the take. Do you agree, though? You're only gay if you're receiving it.
I feel like you're gay if you're the one doing it.
You're gay if you have to say that, dude. I'm sorry.
It's only gay.
I need another mimosa, Taylor, for real. But anyway, yeah, I would do some pretty fucking wild, freaky, nasty shit
though,
for
some
rap.
Actually, you're amazing. Thank you. I mean,
so yeah, I don't think I have a
you know, okay, you know what's
this,
gayer than gay anal sex is holding hands with a dude.
We could hold hands right now.
Hey. Can I hold one?
See, it's not gay if we do it like that. But if you move to this position,
let's do it. Let's do it sensual though.
Let's do it all sensual.
Yeah. What are we praying? Now, if you're doing this, this is religious.
Dear
practice.
Shadow the Hedgehog.
It's religious practice when you hold your hands like that. But if it's just like two dudes just being like,
right,
this is gay.
That's
you're raping me.
I don't.
You're raping me right
am
now.
Am I?
Yes.
You raped me first.
I consented to it. I consented to the rape, so
it's
not technically rape, but I didn't like it, so it's rape.
I consented, and it's still rape.
Hey, yeah, that's a real thing people are into, like the CNC, like consensual, non-consensual. Like, people like that. You like that?
I like how you looked around the room.
I mean, not on the mic.
I'd be
willing. Thank you so much.
Oh my gosh.
You'd be willing to get raped, bro?
No, not. No.
Is that what I just
with
heard?
A chick? What are you talking about? No.
Where
I
it's
let
like
my girl
role play.
Like drug me and rape me.
I don't know. I'm such a bitch, though. I'm so fucking vanilla. I haven't been in this world very long.
Some vanilla?
I don't know what I'm in this world very long. I'd probably, like, try doing it for 5 seconds and then run away screaming.
You gotta start putting them in twisters, bro.
Do we have a twister mat?
Oh, fuck.
Yo, dude, he just dropped his
dick. God damn it, dude. Do you know how expensive this equipment is?
Fuck.
Keegan's gonna make me do gay shit for free after this.
Yeah.
But no, I would do it.
Open
though,
up.
For what, but like, bro, the chances of like some guy being like, "Yo, let me give you 10 grand to suck your dick," or like the chances of getting attacked by a shark in the forest.
And you got to be extremely hot to pull something like that.
I mean, to be honest, bro, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I'm a little bloated right now, but if I like looks maxed, bro, I could probably make some money.
Yeah.
Sure.
I'm a little bloated.
You think so? You could go into a gay bar with one of those like cardboard boxes with a number on it, and like, you know, not homeless, but. Offering.
No, yeah. I would definitely. I think I can make some money.
You're selling.
Bro.
I will let you suck my dick for 15K.
Hey, how much? How much for you to like be in a porno?
Yeah, you're spinning a fucking sign on the street.
How much for you
suck
to be
my
in a
dick
porno
for 15K?
Yeah.
How much for you to be in your own little like Bang Bros video?
Bang Bros video?
Yeah, sure.
Wait, hold on.
Get
with
you like
who?
Some ghetto black pussy, bro.
I did that this weekend.
Dude, she was black.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. That shit's sick. That's cultural shit right there. That shit's sick, bro. You should do that more.
Dude, David,
I'm not racist anymore.
He's a secret wigger.
So I got my black belt. Stupid ass.
Javen's a secret wigger.
I'm not American Psycho though.
Whoa.
Oh
yeah. Y'all hear me drinking
not?
That?
These mimosas are great. Is that all it is? Is just wine and orange juice?
It's fuck. Oh, well. It doesn't matter.
Is it not on?
The whole time it hasn't been recording.
Oh, well.
It doesn't even matter.
Well, we haven't been posting, so
whatever. I'm just going to post. It doesn't matter. I'm just going to fucking. I'm going to get a camera soon.
Yeah. It's weird that they charge you extra for long recording. Like a video camera is more expensive than just a picture camera.
Well,
even though a picture camera.
Listen,
can
we can
video.
We can talk some nerd shit for a second. I looked into it. It's like after the year like 2019 or whatever. Like they made like before. Like 2019 was like the year they stopped making cameras only like work up to like 29 minutes or whatever. Like
it's planned
run
it's
like
fucked.
Record video up to 29
How
minutes.
Stupid is
at,
that?
Like because they were trying to sell more video cameras at the time. But now they're like, oh, whatever, fucking who gives a shit.
Everybody's got a fucking iPhone
yeah,
now.
Yeah, everybody's trying to make right. fucking hour-long OnlyFans videos for some fucking, like, poor dude in the Middle East.
Honestly,
you know,
bro, I'm trying to get my feet.
Let it run
bro.
For an hour.
Feet finder.
Wait, bullhead?
No.
I'm trying to get my, like, feet looking pretty, bro. People buy, I feel like I can get them looking pretty,
I have
bro.
A pumice down.
Huh?
A pumice down?
A pumice?
Pumas? A pumice down.
I think, like, no, bro, like... I feel like I can really like touch the like homosexual demographic. Like at the bar last night,
bro, you've been getting freaky with the like homosexual
stuff.
Why are
you touching them though,
bro? At the bar, bro, the fucking gays be looking at me, bro. It makes me uncomfortable,
bro. You got okay. We'll set you up with a Feet Finder account and we'll like make business cards for you and you can just pass them out at the bar and be like, hey, you want to jerk off to my feet? We can do that. We can set that up.
On the card, we'll put in big bold white letters, "Crooked Toes." Don't like that shit.
That made me a little sick. Don't
lie. Just crooked yeah, you just the crooked toe.
I have
there's
like
someone out there that's
toes,
into
you know
it.
That?
It's not me.
I have like most of my toes are crooked. You know
your
that?
Business card. It's right. Eggshell white and it says the big gnarl.
Oh,
you just have
Christ.
One big fucking bunion.
I'm gonna
are you guys talking shit
I'm
over there?
I'm gonna take a piss. You guys talk about Sonic.
You guys talk about Sonic.
God damn it. Shut up. Stop taking my ideas. These are copyrighted.
Yeah, these are copyrighted. You wouldn't sell pictures to your
well, feet? I better get fucking 10%. That's all I'm saying. I got bills to pay. Shut up. If you're going to steal my ideas, I at least want
10%. Hey, yeah. Hey, if you're selling pictures of your feet, I need like at least a 10%.
I need a 10, maybe 15. I might raise it up to 15. I don't need a 15% cut. So, yeah, I need a 15% cut so you can save me 15% or more.
We're talking something else, so I don't know.
Oh, you talking about like a better split, like a 50-50?
Okay, yeah, it's all right. I'll take you out, though. I'll pay a bill for you.
Yeah, pay off my credit card. Pay off my credit card.
I like how Taylor says that with such sass. She's like, yeah, I pay a bill for you.
Kevin I'll pay Gates. A bill for you.
Yeah, okay, pay off my credit card and give me fucking, you know, at least $1,000 to live off
of. I love when people say I can't with him, like, bitch, I can't with you.
Hell no. My shit comes first. You stole my idea.
Javen. Oh my god, he's back.
Oh shit. I heard pay off credit card. What are we talking about? Oh, because they're stealing my idea of making business cards for a Feet Finder account.
I was telling Keegan about
how is that your idea?
Hey, no, I said eggshell white specifically.
I was telling Keegan about how you said since you won a lot of blackjack this weekend that you were gonna pay off his credit card.
Fuck, my belt's not on. That's awesome.
You just walking out here with dick slinging?
Dick slinging
everywhere.
Dicks
bro.
Out, balls out.
You know what I fucking hate? I'm gonna change the topic right now. Is people, friends of yours, that like give you a recommendation for some entertainment that
and
they like.
It sucks.
Well, not I mean that, but then also like when you haven't watched it because.
What do you mean?
Like, oh, hey, watch this show. It's fucking great, dude. I jack off to it every night. Great. I see you next year. And they're like, oh, have you checked out the show? No. No, I haven't checked it out. Because it's shit. And then they, like, get offended.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, what happened with married. That? Like, is there, like, something? I feel like there was something personal that happened in your life that caused that.
Nothing's personal.
It's okay, bro. I got you, bro.
Thanks, man.
I'm here for you, G.
It was invincible.
You didn't like it?
No, I didn't watch it. That's all it was. Oh, it wasn't even
my bad.
And then they were talking about
it. Am I about to be one of those guys, bro? You have to watch Invincible.
Shut the fuck up! 5 months late!
What? You just haven't watched it at all?
I watched like the first episode with a buddy, and then he's like, "You gotta like finish the show."
Did you see him like kill all the people?
I did see him kill all the people.
Which time? Which time?
The first time.
The only time. He like kills the Justice League.
I'm losing my patience. The patience is thin with an anime. Hey. It takes a lot of lubricant to get me into an anime.
Hey, I'm not even gonna lie, bro. Yeah, I thought Invincible was pretty good, bro. So I gotta disagree with you on that.
I'm not even disagreeing. I thought it was great. I just haven't watched it.
Oh, okay.
You know what's fucked up? I can hear you guys playing with the mics.
I'm sorry, bro. Fidgety.
I have autism, bro.
I gotta get like fidget toys for all my autistic fucking friends. I swear to God.
I swear to God.
Dude, whoa. That's awesome.
That
can you do that to me?
No.
I'll do it myself.
Bro. I love pineapples. Pineapple time
with swingers?
You wouldn't even do it for money.
Dude, do you think SpongeBob's a swinger?
Look at me with that grin.
Do I think SpongeBob's a swinger?
Yeah, because he lives in a pineapple under the sea.
He's got so many holes, bro. They fucking have their
way
with SpongeBob.
Dude, for real. They just like, they love that little SpongeBob.
They fucking take that fool. He takes like a 1v15.
Mm. Bro, he is the fucking hoe.
They rip his pants for him.
I wonder how that works. They all like pick a side.
He's got a lot of holes in him.
No, I mean, honestly, I'd want the like side of SpongeBob. I feel like that's probably the best.
The side hole.
SpongeBob. That shit would probably be sick. What side of SpongeBob?
You don't want to go through the top of his head and hit his brain.
Oh, dude!
It's like hitting a cervix. You're just fucking SpongeBob's brain through the top.
It's like, ow! What was that? What the fuck is that?
Mr. Krabs, stop!
Dude, I was talking to her the other night. I was looking at Netflix.
It feels so
good.
They
had this, like, the Plankton movie out, bro. And it's, like, this animation. Like, I feel like it's bad, bro. Like
the Plankton movie?
They gotta stop.
There's a new one coming out?
No, there's a movie on Netflix called The Plankton Movie.
Wow.
And it's, like, quite literally.
Netflix is becoming the new DVD. It's, like, straight to Netflix. Yeah. It's disgusting. What do they even have in there?
I fucking hate Netflix, bro.
No one goes to movies no more, bro.
Straight to Netflix?
I'm just saying a majority of people are just not movie theater people now.
It's kind of a bummer. I like movie theaters.
They'd rather go home and put on the Goy Slot machine. Oh, I'm just going to stream it. I'm going to pay $40 to stream it. What the fuck? Pirate it.
There you go.
Piracy is king.
That's the move.
Piracy is king.
Do it while you still can. They're going to crack down on it soon.
On piracy?
Yeah. Internet in general. They're gonna want to make sure that they want you where you go.
Imagine
you're in the right spot.
They can kick the door down. I like go to federal prison.
well, they can't. The door's already
FBI.
Open.
FBI. Open up.
Episodes of fucking goddamn.
Of SpongeBob
Dragon Ball
getting
scene.
Fucked.
Of Aqua Team Hunger Force.
Aqua Team Hunger Force. Hey, honestly, Aqua Team Hunger Force is so slept on.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I
so
know.
So underrated, bro.
Do you guys feel the same way as I do, where it's like some shows are better when they're pirated?
What do you mean?
Like, it like adds a certain twang to it. Like, some shows were meant to be pirated.
It's like you go to fucking find it. It's $40 to fucking like stream it. Mm. And then you're like, fuck this. I'm pirating it. And then you do, and it's like, God, this is so much better. It's like going to Walmart and the fucking playing cards being $10. And you're like, fuck that. I'm just going to steal it.
Right. So you think,
why
it's
am I
going to
pay $10 for a deck of playing cards?
You're not going to, like, oh, you can watch something grimy on HBO right now. It's not going to be a little better when you pirate it. It's not going to add to the experience a little bit.
So,
I mean, that's what like,
pirated.
I had a case of FOMO. I did some FOMO stuff.
I'm sorry,
guys.
You're what?
Some FOMO.
Some homo shit?
Some FOMO. FOMO. You know what that is?
Fucking on man's
ovaries.
Only ass.
Only ass.
FOMO?
No, they FOMO, bro. Fear of missing out, bro.
Yeah, I know.
I got a case of the FOMO, man.
I've never felt FOMO.
Really?
I always prefer to be left out.
You've only felt CHOMO.
Hey, turn up, me too.
How'd you feel it? When did you feel it, man?
I felt it just recently, bro. I spent exactly...
Yes, chef.
Hell yeah. Top 10 moments that make dudes say hell yeah.
I spent $145 on Pokemon cards, bro, so I feel really great about that. I feel really good about it.
I'm glad.
I feel really great.
Did you get that chase card you were looking for?
No, I haven't even got it yet. I like paid for it today. It's coming from Japan.
Mm. So you bought the pack.
Yeah.
And then you also bought the chase card?
No.
So you just bought the pack and you're looking for the chase card.
It's not just a pack. It's like the whole...
Well, the booster box.
Yeah. Act like you don't know what the
fuck. I know what I'm talking about, but like, I thought you said that... Dude, quit sucking me off right now.
My bad, bro. Sorry.
Dude, quit doing that, bro.
That's sick.
Bro, you're going to make me come. Stop doing that, bro.
But, yeah.
We've got enough people in this room. It might be considered public indecency.
It might be considered an orgy, and I'm not consenting.
I did that, bro, and it just made me think, like, damn, for some cardboard.
Dude, why'd you feel that's how FOMO, I feel though? Time.
What because, happened? Like, this is like the scalping market and just, like, that type of shit, bro. I'm trying to get it for a good price.
Good fucking luck.
Yeah, so I got it.
You got to live in Japan for a good price.
Glory of Team Rocket, bro. Remember Team Rocket? They were sick, bro.
I think the move is we just become scalpers.
Why not?
Like, we just run up a credit card.
I'm down.
You know, we turn the whole set here into, like, we just pile fucking boxes. We just have a stack back here.
Mm. No, that would be sick, bro.
I've got a bunch credit to throw around.
Yeah, I mean, I could just go open a new credit card and just fucking...
What, you know, buy the new switches.
Yeah, buy like you know, scalp all the switches. Just have a pile of switches back here.
Oh my gosh.
In the corner.
That would be awesome.
The chase card is Mewtwo, bro.
Mm.
Looking for that Mewtwo, the Fupa Mewtwo.
I'm not exactly a Pokemon guy. I don't know what a Mewtwo is.
What'd you say?
They're talking about our.
She's doxing people over there.
Wait, for real?
Hey.
Do we have a fourth mic?
We do.
I mean, doxing on live would be sick as fuck.
Yeah, why don't we get one of you guys a mic since you're talking all crazy over there?
Why are you guys getting so offensive over here?
Huh?
I mean, if you're going to dox someone...
I'm not offended.
I'm offended.
You want the vape? Nah.
Wait, not before I hit it.
Fucking stop smoking nicotine.
They're lying, dude. They're lying through their fucking teeth over there. Dude, she's trying to fucking get you to bust a nut.
I'm sorry.
You
called you faggot. You didn't look. Oh, that's a good one.
She
damn.
Wants me to whip it out on camera.
I don't even think my phone fucking is recording.
How'd you start
anymore?
With, I called him Justin? That's confusing.
I don't know, bro.
Yeah,
start
that
with
one,
faggot.
I'm just yeah.
Start with
I'm
faggot.
I'm like, he's called me by my first name?
Call me by my middle name. My you middle name's name? Faggot.
That's retarded.
Guacamole?
It's,
what is your middle name?
It's, shit, I don't even want to, how should I say, can you believe it? It's fucking...
Oh. Wow.
It is.
Interesting.
It is.
I like...
It's too late.
I like when the middle names are far more posh than the first and last.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice. My middle name's Malik.
I could really out
Mine's literally a first name.
Right. Yours is your middle name actually works better as a first name.
Right.
Almost.
Right.
Mine's very pretentious. My entire full name is very pretentious.
Yeah, you sound like a fucking cocksucker. When
I need
you say
a monocle and a fucking pipe.
You call him a cocksucker again. I kind of liked it when you said that.
You're a fucking cocksucker.
My bad. I got to stop, bro.
You're getting hard to the word cocksucker. Says. You're thinking about the word cock in mouth. You think about cock in mouth whenever I say cocksucker?
Sucker.
Listen, you're a big cocksucker.
Listen to me.
He's a great sucker.
One of the best.
I love that guy.
Almost makes
he's
you
great.
Sucker.
Yeah, I got fired.
Keegan's back on the unemployment.
I got fucking fired.
Anybody?
It's not even my fault.
His GoFundMe. Oh, yeah, it's not recording. I keep doing that.
Is
he
it
has
not?
Cancer. Dude, your phone is gay.
Dude, I know. I just got to fucking...
Hey, let's not focus on that, guys. Let's focus on the
just hand me my phone. Fuck it. This is an audio episode only.
What booth flavor do you have?
Booth flavor here. It's the
peach. Just hand it to me.
Peach?
Peach. Yeah,
hit
that.
Move.
Yeah, hit that.
Oh, shit. We moving around.
What are you doing, crazy lady?
Yeah, what the fuck? Anyways, I am working on getting a fucking... actual camera and shit.
Is that too strong for you, bro? Bro, my fucking shoes are gonna come off, bro. Shit's gonna get wicked.
Bro, you're gonna pull the dogs out? You're gonna give us a free feet finder show?
Oh my god, it feels so good, bro.
Fuck.
What? But yeah, bro, I mean, at the end of the day, fucking, you know, just don't get FOMO.
Cash money. Don't get FOMO.
The good thing I'm not even a homo to understand what that is.
Really?
FOMO
is like a bad, bro. It's like a disease.
I felt a little FOMO when, I could have bought very low on the stock market in the past, like.
Yeah, dude, months. I'm sad. I'm fucked up. I'm still fucked up about how, like, when I was, like, fucking, you know, like, 7 years old, I should have been investing in, you know, my stock portfolio before the fucking 2008 housing crisis fucking occurred.
I get a lot of EOMO.
EOMO?
Excited about, of missing out.
You're like, damn, I don't want to go to that fucking party. I just want to fucking sit at home and jerk off. This
like,
is awesome.
Well, I mean, I could be doing a lot of things.
That is
but
true.
The first thing is always coming up with a very good excuse to why I can't be there. Oh, the dog that you know I don't have has cancer.
My kids are fucking all sick. They have AIDS.
The kids I don't have are
I
sick.
Have to give them their HPV medication.
Right.
Like, I can't be here today. Like, I got to prepare needles. And my house looks like a fucking... It looks like a halfway house.
Oh,
here.
The thing you invited
There's
me to
3
everywhere. Months ago, I already planned something like 3 months and a day ago.
Sorry. Fuck. My dog just fucking... My dog got stuck in the blender. Like, the dog got stuck in my Vitamix. I got to clean out the Vitamix.
I found out the dog's racist. I got to stay home. And
I was making a protein shake, and my dog slipped and fell into the blend in the Vitamix. And now I just got to drink my dog before I go to the gym.
I gotta drink
and,
my
you
dog.
Know, I got to grieve. I got to have some grieving time.
That's a good one. I don't really have that one.
I'm not going to let the dog go to waste, though. I'm still going to drink the, you know, that's like fucking 14,000 grams of protein right there.
That's a lot of nutrients here.
You know, the fucking, you know, Yorkie is fucking like 14,000 grams of protein. I'm not going to let that
That's
go
a lot
waste.
Of cake cows you're leaving in the kennel.
Yeah, dude. Like, I'm fucking keto. That's a lot of fucking meat, bro.
I like that excuse far more. I'm just keto.
Sorry. I can't come to work. I'm keto.
I'm sorry. I'm
sorry,
keto.
I have to go run a marathon. I'm fucking keto.
I'm fucking keto. Dude, fucking keto sucks.
I think diet people suck, dude. They're just the drink the Red 40.
Yeah, right.
Shut
Get
the fuck
there.
Up. The fluoride's good for you.
I think it is. I think people that say it isn't are stupid.
I think it's good for you, like, in your toothpaste.
Yeah, I think so,
But, like,
too.
The water, I don't know. Whatever.
Water's kind of whack. Just do it in the toothpaste.
Just, like, Stop fucking replace the fluoride with the fentanyl, and we'll all be fine, dude. We'll all be fucked up, and we won't
I'm
even care about anything
fine.
Anymore.
I'm sober. I'm a sober man. I'm clean. I already grabbed one of these out.
You've had, like, 12 mimosas sitting here.
I've had 14 mimosas.
You're not
so,
clean
sober
and sober.
Means something different to me.
You're not
personally.
Clean and sober. You're guilty as fucking charged.
I'm not on drugs. I'm just a booze hound. You know?
You're
I'm
guilty not... as fucking charged. caught red-handed, and by red I mean because of all the needles that you stick in your hands.
Right,
Nancy, you ran out of places to put the fucking needle. Nancy, now you're putting them in your hands to cure your eczema.
I would, maybe.
You just start fucking shooting up to cure your eczema.
Dude, fucking Nancy Reagan would be proud of me, man. The amount of times I've had to say no to all sorts of shit this weekend has been crazy.
Right.
Some black guy just, like, screamed out while he was walking by me. He was just like, Coke! Coke!
Hell yeah.
And then I was just like, I turned around to look at Lubo at the slots, and he thought I was looking at him. And then I'm just like, no, I'm I don't want any booger sugar.
Yeah.
Anybody ever hear shit in blood?
Yeah, of course, daily.
Really? Every day?
Past week, yeah. It's been rough.
Yeah, you guys don't shit blood daily?
That's you, though, you know?
I thought, dude, that's a normal thing. If you're not shitting blood daily, I think you have a problem. I think you have a serious, like, bowel problem. You know, if your gut lining isn't, like, you know, cleaning itself out like a vagina, like, I think you have a problem, dude.
America's an interesting place.
Might need to go to a doctor if you're not fucking shitting blood profusely out of your ass.
This is unheard of in any other place on the planet.
No, for sure.
Shitting blood.
What are you talking about?
You had dominance. You shit blood? Shitting blood.
Yeah, you guys shit blood, right? Yeah, like, it's like a weekly thing. You shit a bunch of blood, and it's like, you know. Yeah, because it's like your stomach lining's cleaning itself, right?
I'm going to be honest. Like, sometimes. I don't know, Rob only really shit blood like weird. One time.
See, it's weird if you're not shitting blood. Get on the fucking train.
Get on the train. Eat
Go to
Domino's.
A doctor. You need to be shitting fucking 12 gallons of blood a day.
I love nickels. My bad. I just wanted to, like, skip. I don't want to trick the audience.
Hey, whoa, you were getting very close. You're edging me.
I hate...
Oh shit, dude! Hell yeah, we're so back, dude.
Yeah,
we're so fucking back.
That's just crazy. We have
man,
like,
I
women.
Hate those damn nickels so much.
It's crazy. We just have we have two loud ass women in the room.
It's, you know,
we've got two loud ass women.
Hey, what's the opposite of ASMR called?
Fucking grindcore.
Yeah, there you go. Like nails on the chalkboard, so to speak. While they're not paying attention, we could be massaging this.
I fucking hate women, bro. I fucking hate how loud and stupid and dumb they are.
The conclusions they come to,
bro. I can't believe, dude. They need to be fucking put down like dogs and put into fucking cages.
I mean, the busybody, busty bitches driving.
Dude, I'm fucking tired of these goddamn fucking broads fucking coming in here and thinking they have fucking rights and shit, ruining my fucking show. I can't fucking stand this shit, dude. Cheat on your wife, cheat on your wife, cheat on your wife.
I'm trying.
Beat your wife, beat your wife, beat your wife. We are programming you to beat your wife.
They're expendable to cheat on.
I know. It's really bad.
We are programming you to beat your wife.
Whoa, shit. Okay. That's funny.
You need to beat your wife. She is a dumb bitch. She is replaceable.
Yeah, the joke is
funny. She is replaceable. Beat your wife. Beat your wife. Beat your wife.
Anyways, I love my wife. How about you guys?
Are you winning, son?
What wife?
Is this killer, even a production killer, anymore? Killer.
Why even is this?
Is your fucking wife. Killer.
Y'all remember that video? It's like the gorilla guy in the costume, and it's like, ride wife. Kill wife. Sad wife gone.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about? I forget exactly the exact order of it, but...
Wife gone. All right, sad times ahead.
Can't be a misogynist anymore.
Dude, they're watching.
That's very true.
They're actually paying attention now. This is a problem. they're going to fucking pull out the feminist manifesto.
I don't know. We were actually talking about how much we live.
I love my wife.
No. As a kid, Javen said that.
No!
Yeah, Javen said that he wants some ghetto black pussy next time he's in Vegas.
Actually, I did
say he said that he got him some ghetto black pussy in Vegas.
I don't even...
Dude, it's his favorite.
Loki, I did ask him, I was like,
Javen,
did you get another hooker?
How mean
Did you pay for it?
That's so mean!
It was
just because I've done it once doesn't mean I'm a repeat offender!
No way!
No!
Was the hooker you got? Was she
hot? Don't judge me. I got a good deal.
No,
that
dude.
Was a good deal.
Listen, he got a freemium hooker.
It was Bogo. You've been thrifty.
Bogo.
Fuck.
Oh.
fucking buttons.
It was BOGO. No, he actually got a freemium hooker this time. Yeah, he got the free trial
first
before he had to
free?
Pay. Yeah. First fuck free.
YouTube Premium's gonna fuck
did
me.
Did you wrap it up, bro? did you take life like on the like with the risk and did you wrap it up or did you just like free ball?
I had one line around, so I said fuck it.
And it broke?
No. Yeah.
It broke?
Yeah. It probably sounds better if it broke.
Shit. What do you think like, a little like, oh my god, a little light skin shaven? Dude, let's go. That'd be so sick, bro.
Light skin job, bros.
What would his name be?
We would call him Jablinski.
Look how tan I am. I'm very close to being able to say the N-word.
Jablinski. And we would just fucking have him fucking go around town and just say the N-word.
That sounds sick, bro.
Don't we do that already?
No, but it would be free. It'd be free and open.
Oh.
Instead of hidden in a closet like we are now.
I'm getting pretty fucking tan, man. I think I'm pretty close to
you are light skin. I was looking for my water.
You can say it. Just say it, bro.
Just say it. I just said it 14 times.
Just go ahead and say it.
Maniac.
You're a who?
Isn't it
maniac?
Isn't what I just said, someone who's like a
yes.
Okay.
You're a Why do we do this every time?
Like, it's too funny, man. It's funny to snipe each
stupid,
other.
Stupid, dude.
Snipe each other.
It's fucking stupid.
Which
can I call
someone?
Yeah, to be honest, I don't see any problem. Stupid ass.
Fuck, man. The only people on the bus are...
You're pressing the wrong buttons. You guys don't even... You don't have it mapped out like I do.
Wait, I thought it was the yellow one.
I love armadillo.
It's just fucking 20 minutes of just...
Yeah,
I hate and also I really don't like the because you know that one time they did the thing with the Colossus of Rhodes and then they fucking sold it to the
and also Brian.
Hey, so is it free or free?
I'd like to say it's $350.
Fuck!
I love the sensor so much.
I love it, bro.
Good.
It's actually sick. What about that rap air horn? Trapaholics.
Trapaholics remix.
This is the worst shit you've ever heard.
Are we really out of ideas? We gotta just hit the board.
Yeah,
I have so much to talk about.
Talk about it then. We got 20 minutes.
Fuck it, 50.
Fuck. We gotta do a short one. We were with Reese and we fucking were here for 14 hours.
That's true.
He didn't leave
Holy
the fucking
shit.
House. We had to like call the police on him. Yeah. Oh my God. He tried to move in. He got the mail sent to us. He was crazy.
That is ridiculous.
He's fat.
How long
I
was
am.
That episode?
Who?
How long was that episode?
It was like two and a half.
No,
hours.
I think
it was
the longest
two hours.
We did was me, you, and Chris. That was like 2.5 hours almost.
Yeah.
I was crowning the whole time. I was losing my mind.
You had to shit that bad?
It was pretty rough.
Fuck.
Really?
It wasn't a good time.
You could have just got up and taken a shit.
Hey, do you wipe from the front or the back?
Sideways.
Taint to crack.
Sideways.
There you go.
Sideways.
Who
and then I have a small Puerto Rican man.
Some people like that.
That's disgusting.
No, I wipe side to side, and then I have a small Puerto Rican man crawl out of the fucking like coat closet and then lick my asshole clean.
Ooh, so a bidet.
No, a Puerto Rican man.
Oh.
A legit Puerto
Rican.
Like, I'm keeping his fucking family in business. I'm keeping his fucking family in business, dude. He's going to get deported by ICE. It's not cool.
I had someone offer me to deport
I have him
ICE.
Licking my like, ass, but it's uncool that he's getting deported.
Yeah, no, bro. I have my homie Sean. He has his roommate who's like illegal, and I guess he's crazy and like won't turn the AC on.
You just doxed
shit.
Him, bro?
Interesting.
And he asked me, he's like, yo, bro, would you sell him out to ICE? And I was like, yeah, I got you.
Yeah, I mean, I could use
like
5K. 2K.
Yeah, I was like,
I'm getting rewards for it.
He just never sent me all his info, otherwise I would have turned his ass in.
I would have turned his ass in.
So I'm getting to the point where I might have to start turning people in.
Hey, bro, let's start donating plasma.
My plasma is not worth anything. I mean, what's the cost of maple syrup? This it's like $2 a bottle.
Yeah. No, let's go donate some plasma, bro.
Dude, I don't know. Fucking maple syrup prices might skyrocket with all these tariffs going on.
Is there a sperm donor in town?
No,
we're not in town. We've checked.
No, you have to go to fucking Phoenix or Vegas.
Mm.
So I can just go crack a couple out and make a couple $100.
Yeah,
I think so. Yeah, if you went to Vegas.
Yeah, we can donate our eggs. You can donate your eggs.
Don't fucking no! Don't do that.
Me and my motherfucking going to Hawaii.
They're gonna fucking like use your eggs for dinosaur biosciences.
Nah, it's actually kind of fucked that whole surgery.
Yeah,
like half the time it leaves them like childless. It's kind of messed up.
What?
Donating eggs.
That really? Surgery. Yeah, it's kind of invasive.
It's invasive.
You can't just shit.
So are all these people coming into my fucking.
Yeah, you say that's invasive. Donating your eggs.
He can't just shit an egg. I don't think so.
Not like you're a fucking
I haven't
chicken.
Met a lot of women.
You're not a fucking bird.
You're not a fuck. I mean, you know, in spirit maybe, but
you sound like birds, but you really aren't a bird.
I love
you. Really aren't
you know
a
what
bird.
I learned this past weekend? Chauvinist is not specifically men hating women. It's actually a broader term of like someone advocating for their group. It's like Nazis are like out there. Nazis are chauvinists. Because they're fucking biased for their group and trying
that
to
sounds gay,
ahead.
Bro.
I thought it was interesting.
I don't. That doesn't make sense to me.
I'm not gonna be like, hey, dude.
I'm not trying to be like
stupid
right now.
Like Bryce. Like you know, if Bryce kept talking about communism, he would be a chauvinist. Because chauvinism is just advocating for your group in a biased manner.
Oh, I see. So it's like people that are like kind of acting like Nazis, right?
Anything.
Oh, I'm not a Nazi.
Anything. I mean, we've like, all been chauvinists at least once for one group or another.
I'm a chauvinist for Team Rocket.
There you go. Exactly.
Fuck you. It's all about but Team Magma, bro.
But the example that Goob is men against women. So
no,
I don't
for
know,
sure.
You know, language changes. It's fucked.
You want a big Pokemon
so
guy, were you, Jaden?
No.
No.
Very not.
No, he hates
your parents
that shit.
Think they were demonic?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was like...
I'd say it was
you
good.
Think
your dad
demonic?
Was like... if they were, they'd be cooler,
okay.
You know?
That's so Yu-Gi-Oh.
No. Right. I don't think they're very demonic.
Oh, so like, what's your bone to pick with them out of curiosity? Not that it, like, matters.
It's tied to anime, and anime is pedophilic in nature, so...
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah, that's
no,
literally
I just,
it.
I don't know. I mean, I like the designs. I think they're cool, but beyond that, it's like, I don't know. Who really cares?
I feel like some people, I feel like with a lot of IPs, bro, people just find a way to like sexualize it and make it weird and gross.
Yeah.
That's why like fan bases are fucking gay.
Facts.
It's got to like it for yourself, bro. You know, people will be, you ever see that meme? It's all like, there's no, it's like Batman, there's no laws against Pokemon, Batman. And it's like, and the Joker's going to like, you know,
he's going to
touch
a
Pokemon.
Vaporeon.
Yeah, did you hear about that shit, bro? The Game Freak, like, leaked shit, bro, and it was, like, fanfics of, like, these Pokemon, like, doing some evil things.
No.
Like Javen said, it's linked to anime, and anime is pedophilic in nature.
I mean, like, legally, it's okay to be a pedophile in Japan.
Whoa.
No, it
is.
Really? Yeah. The age of consent's, like, 14.
Oh, my God.
I know. So, put it in the art. Why wouldn't it be?
I know some people that would
fuck
be going
a baby.
To Japan with that
it's legal in Japan.
I'm sorry?
I know some people that would find that out and be like, damn.
Oh, I gotta move to Japan.
I gotta get on a 17-hour flight to fuck a 14-year-old.
When's the Japan trip, bro?
When's the Japan
trip? Fuck no.
My buddies want to go to fucking Thailand.
Oh, yeah?
That's even worse.
Let's get you there, train some Muay Thai.
I'd go for Muay Thai. I don't know about the lady.
You might get your ass kicked.
Dude, I'm trying to go to fucking Australia and fucking beatbox some fucking big Australian titties.
Here's the thing. It's like rock, paper, scissors. I would beat Keegan.
Shut up.
You would beat me.
Taylor would probably be doing it with you.
Probably. Freak ass.
We know Taylor likes girls deep down.
The ladies like ladies.
Right?
I don't know. If you're doing that,
What do you mean you don't know?
Shut up. Shut up.
How
Shut
old are
up.
You again? 18?
Shut up. Shut up.
Hey,
we're taking it back to the 20s. Women don't have rights.
No,
shut up.
No, honestly, I gotta low-key defend.
That's my favorite.
I gotta co-sign Taylor, bro. Like, if you're gonna go, like, trick on some Australian, like, women who can, I'm sure, could be pretty exotic, it's only fair that Taylor goes and, like, tricks with some Australian men.
No.
Actually, there's
I'm not going to.
Speaking
if I was
of Australian
a single
man. Saying, like, in the hypothetical scenario.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. I mean... A buff Australian man to me is like a
no, because I'm a misogynist.
You don't have a.
Actually, there were three.
Yeah, you know. Do you know what a hall pass is?
No, I was never given them in school. I was kicked out of class.
No, not like the school fucking hall pass.
I mean, what's the? No, I don't. What is it?
Like the hall pass is like I don't even know how to describe it. You know
Dan Warren.
Yeah.
Is it?
So basically,
here, get over here.
Okay.
So basically, it's like a
这种严重违法行为践踏香港法治，破坏香港社会秩序，损害香港的根本利益，是对一国两制底线的公然挑战。我们对此予以强烈谴责。该发言人表示，中央政府坚决支持香港特别行政区政府和警方。
Oh, with a celebrity?
It could be anybody. It could be Vegeta.
Yeah.
Most people use celebrities.Because it's fictional, it'll never happen.
It's like fictional.
It's out of
nature,
the realm of possibility.
Okay.
But just for explaining that, you're getting your ass beat tonight.
What?
14 lashes for you, Kuta Kente.
Oh my God. No,
Taylor, you have no idea how much money you just lost us.
Yeah.
We just lost every sponsor for 5 years straight.
No sponsor.
They're getting rid of my boner pills.
Listen, incels buy products too.
We just lost
fine.
The Fleshlight sponsor. Thanks.
Bro, I'll never get my auto blow 3000.
Oh, but yeah, I don't know, bro. Like you got a celebrity crush. you don't just like a celebrity, you don't think it's hot.
Do they call it a hall pass because the fucking palms are so wide? You know what I'm saying?
No, but like in the hypothetical scenario, it's out. Like Keegan said, it's outside of the realm of possibility.
You gotta let him suck off Henry Cavill. This is law.
Yes, Superman. I mean,
no.
We can say there's some money. We can say there's some money on it.
Okay.
Well,
I don't know. That wasn't convincing.
No, honestly, I'm not gonna lie. Look, I don't want to watch, bro, but, like, if it was, like, yo, quick little 100K, but guess what?
I mean.
This is me at the light, ready? So this is me in the light, and then a hater pulls up, and it's me and my girl at the light, right? And we're here, and they go, like, oh, my God, there goes the dude that let his girlfriend get fucked. And then I'm going to interrupt him, that's the sound of the Hellcat supercharger, motherfucker. Get the fuck out of here talking about, or, oh, look, there go the dude that sucked dick for, what? Oh, that's the SVJ Lamborghini, bro. Like, what the fuck,
oh,
bro?
Oh, dude, yeah. No,
like,
there's my Toyota
I'm
Celica from
you,
2003.
Because we're fucking blue-blooded Americans.
Like, let's see. Like,
sell
let me think of, like, a good one, bro. Let me think of a good one, bro. Yeah, like, Henry Cavill, like, he's sexy, bro. What about Hugh Jackman?
Right,
I know you know some, like, I can think of some sexy,
Hugh Jack me off.
What are you asking?
If my
Tom Selleck in his prime. Like,
Tom Selleck.
I thought we were going gay.
Yeah, I thought we were doing a gay
no,
thing
you can't
here.
Fuck a dude.
Yeah,
you
that's
nuts?
Fucking retarded.
If
you have
if
Benjamin Bat.
Benjamin, is it Benjamin?
If you had the chance. If either of you had the chance
young,
to
let's,
fuck
let's
on
just
an
take
artist,
a wild
I'm
guess
sure
what mine is.
Yeah. Dude, we should get a live studio audience and like have a mic out in the crowd and just let them come up and ask us
and
questions.
Just bomb for the fucking hour and a half? No, that's a horrible idea.
Is it black ghetto pussy or is it
black ghetto pussy?
Old man western dick.
I will
old
just
man,
we're just gonna leave it at ghetto black pussy.
Wow.
No, honestly, no. Sexy Red's like gross. She's a cockroach. Jennifer Aniston, bro, she's bad.
Still, and they're like, 50s.
Is that fair? Like, come on, Jennifer Aniston's a hottie, bro. Come on now.
That's getting better. But,
Ana de Armas?
Not
or what's the rules here?
Not liking
I mean,
nah,
like,
sexy,
my real
nah, sexy Red's a cockroach for real, bro.
My real hall pass?
You love her.
I do love her for like the energy, like.
My real hall pass? It was literally
Hedgehog.
Yes. No, it'd be Kat Dennings. But if I had to choose a gay one.
Generic.
If I
a gay one, go gay.
A gay one? If I had to choose a gay one.
If we're choosing gay ones, I can go down a fucking, like, I could shotgun off a list right now.
Bro, you're going to shotgun in your pants if you fucking do.
Yeah, chill the fuck out.
Calm down, bro.
Calm down.
Fuck down, bro. Calm down, bro. A gay one?
Jaden.
Fuck, dude. Yeah, Jaden, come here. I need some boy pussy.
Fuck no.
Get over here,
Jaden.
Lick
my nuts. Figuratively.
Get over here, Jaden. Get over here.
Let me put my paws on you.
Danny
Shut
DeVito.
Up.
I'd fuck Danny DeVito.
That's disgusting. Danny DeVito's
I'd fuck the shit out of that fat little man. Yeah, I just have Danny DeVito in my bathroom.
You jerk off to that?
He's a sex icon.
Maybe. But yes, I would. Not I would fuck the shit out of that egg-shaped man.
Egg-shaped man.
But yeah, no, I think.
Oh my god, his bald head's so cute.
Oh my god, dude, he smells like roast beef and fucking pistachios.
No, but I think I do. I can't agree. I think I brought it up for just like entertainment value, but I think the hall pass thing is kind of like a really stupid concept on paper.
Because
like,
you don't need a hall pass. You just live how you want.
Right. You just free fucking. You just cheat.
But for a bag, though,
steal
yeah.
The consequences.
For the bag, bro.
Justin would definitely fuck Danny DeVito for the bag.
Yeah, for sure. What the fuck are you talking about?
And he's
what do you
know,
mean? He,
okay, listen.
Like, how much? Start, name a dollar amount.
I'm
start
fucking,
naming dollar amounts. Starting low, go high. Go.
Okay, all right. I'm highballing it here. $4.35. Yes. That's dude, that's a quarter and a dime. That's not bad. That's an uneven amount of change.
Yeah, what are you going to buy with that? It's uneven.
More right. Ass.
More ass. Some ghetto black pussy.
That's the name of the episode. It's ghetto
black pussy. That's the name of the episode.
It has to be. Censored if you want, but it's going up.
Oh,
holy fuck.
No.
That was fucking
I'm
funny.
Real
My
take, real
hurts.
Take. I am pissed off that they didn't choose Danny DeVito to be fucking Eggman in the Sonic the Hedgehog movies.
What was that?
The Sonic movies?
Did someone just like fart?
Yeah, what the fuck?
No,
who
absolutely
farted,
not.
Bro?
Who's
no.
Queefing?
I would be okay with admitting a fart.
Is there some ghetto black pussy in here that's queefing, bro? Just
oh,
you fucking flipped the table.
I did not rip ass. I'd be okay admitting it. I did not rip ass.
No, literally, Bryce was like, oh my god, Taylor, that's so gross.
Hey, you think we can get Bryce laid?
He's already getting laid.
Is he really?
Yeah.
That's fire. Listen, I love that man. For him.
Bro loves that ghetto black
gay?
Boy pussy.
I told you.
Oh, the big Bryce? My bad, Bryce, if you're listening. I'm sorry. I fuck with you, bro. I'll let you hit my
big
babe.
Big Bryce. I'm a big Bryce.
He's gay?
Nah, I love Bryce.
I had
don't
I
you
had
dare.
It.
Don't
I
you
homo,
dare.
I had homo lips.
Don't you dare besmirch my big fat friend.
No, I love Bryce,
don't you
Bryce
dare
too,
besmirch
bro.
His name.
Bryce is chill.
I love Bryce, bro. I'm not trying to be homophobic, Bryce. I love you, bro.
Shout out Bryce.
But he's got a boyfriend? That's sick, bro. That's dope.
You know, I've heard the same thing from like a grandfather.
Hey, Bryce, are you a top?
I'm so proud of you for having a boyfriend.
Don't you dare besmirch my big fat communist friend.
That's who he is on the show.
He's gay and he's a communist?
Dude, it's
And he's I don't want to use the word fat. I feel mean now.
Yeah, as you should.
I'm sorry, Bryce.
That's all right. Just, I mean,
as you should.
Well, you can't. Well,
take a walk, pal.
Well, you were pudgy when you were younger. I feel like you have some sort of a fucking.
Yeah,
ass.
But honestly, okay, he ain't gonna like this part of this shit. But to be honest, I like really like the whole like, you know, being like over a certain weight is like definitely like in your control. You can't blame like. There's only so many things you can blame on that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like Dave Blunt, bro. There's no excuse for that. You're just fucking fat.
I mean, sometimes it is genetic, like a thyroid condition.
Honestly, I mean, for sure. But yeah, but like even like, bro, doing like, you know, physical activity at least, like, you know. And like, yeah, lack of self-care.
For a lot of people, exercise is one of the gayest things that you can do in your entire life.
Yeah, maybe I'm just weird like that. But
yeah, it's very annoying to exercise.
You think so?
And no, it's like a
mock. I will
do it. It's just annoying.
Just annoying.
And I think the people that are like,
yeah, I have
oh
to
gosh,
disagree with you
so
on that
nice.
One, bro. I love working out.
Yeah.
I love being fat.
It's in your
dude.
Bones.
I love being fat.
You know?
For real, bro. It's
good for the soul.
I'm a
humbles
fucking
you.
Killer.
You realize, fuck, that's the 20 fucking step flight of stairs. I'm not fucking walking up that shit. I'm going
honestly,
home.
The only
I don't
people,
need that Burger King.
The only people I have issues with are the ones that are like so deeply autistic into it. And try to like talk to me about it. It's like, look at me, man. I got fucking B cups. Of course I'm not into it. What the fuck are you talking
yeah,
about?
No,
I don't give
sure.
a shit about your PR. I
yeah.
can't.
Yeah, you're not for sure.
135, bitch. I'll do that now.
Real.
Do it off of Twinkies.
135 Twinkies. Twinkies are disgusting.
But yeah, nah, bro. I don't know. I mean, like, I just, I think it's honestly, it makes me more sad than anything. It's like, damn, bro.
What
you seen? What lit up to that?
A big dude?
Yeah, kind of, bro. I mean, like, me personally, bro, I love looking at my penis, bro.
I don't know. Sometimes fat people...
I blame infrastructure.
I mean, I don't even have like the nicest looking dick. It's just like, it's like cool to see. I can see like my abdomen and like see my fucking balls and shit. Like, it's kind of sick, bro.
Yeah, no, it is nice. I do.
It's dope.
It is nice.
You ever do the helicopter?
Of course.
I love that shit.
I don't know if I do it all the time.
Yeah.
But you know.
Bro, fucking, I shaved my nuts the other day.
Yeah.
That was a weird experience.
Is it weird?
I've never shaved your nuts.
I've shaved my nuts. I just don't do it like regularly.
How far though? You got like baby nuts?
I got like it just depends. Like sometimes they like get like I get like a little fuzz. Cold and they like kind of shrink up into me. But then like
I'm
when it's hot out, bro,
size.
Like they're huge, bro.
I'm not talking about size.
What do you mean though?
And like clean shaven, like all the way.
Almost, just about. Yeah.
Okay. That's strange.
And it was weird, bro. It was like a thriller movie, bro. Like when the killer's about to like come in,
trim the bushes,
and the soundtrack changes up, and you're like, oh shit, something's about to happen.
The tremors are coming.
But yeah, bro. I normally don't cut it very often because like I gotta keep them warm in the winter. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no. Now's the perfect time to do it.
You ever sat on your nuts?
Yeah, of course. Yes.
I've done that before, bro.
Can we shout out fucking this for a second? I gotta turn my volume. Hold up.
Who is this?
Down to Mr. Entertainment's titties and titties and titties, where we serve to 19-year-olds. No liquor, though. Or spice.
That was Bryce.
We're going down to titties, titties, and titties, bro.
That's a place I would go. You know what's funny? That's not
titties,
even
titties,
outlandish
and titties?
For Vegas. Like
yeah,
Vegas
no.
has the most like we went to a place called Disco Pussy. I'm like, how is that even?
You went to a place called Disco Pussy?
That's better than Little Darling.
Dude,
hey,
I saw that on the highway.
I went there. I went to
what
Little Darlings
fuck?
Once. I did, yeah.
I know. I made a joke to Keegan when we were in the car when I first moved to Vegas because I didn't have a job yet. And we passed by when they had like a hiring sign. I was like, oh, maybe I'll get a job there.
I said one stripper was enough for me. I'm not dating another one.
No, I mean, the names in Vegas are just.
Did the stripper
world.
Girlfriend like take care of you though? Like, because she had bread like that?
That bitch could not cook.
Dude.
Not like take care of you like that.
Actually,
but.
She tried to make something, and I had to like while she sat down on the couch, I had to like fix it for her.
Well, yeah, like how I was talking about
like 14 ingredients.
Like how I was talking about earlier, bro, with that one dude Alex. I was telling him I do like some weird gay shit for money. He was calling me weird. Well, the other thing, he's like, well, would you date a stripper? And I'm like, well, I mean, if it was like a girl I really loved, and she's like, I want to be a stripper. I mean, like, I'm definitely going to need like some sort of portion to that. You know what I mean?
10%
like,
interest.
But it doesn't really hurt my ego, to be honest.
No, I don't think that's too crazy.
You know what I mean? I don't think he was saying like I'm some gross motherfucker. He's like, that's crazy, bro.
Who do you hang out with?
Well, this is
who
like really people? This is just this
white
homie
power
Alex.
Dudes.
This is the homie Alex, bro. And to be honest, like one of the things he does is he's constantly talking about like bitches this, bitches that. But like bro's like the biggest incel I know.
Damn.
Like
wow.
Ain't that always
biggest
some shit?
Bigger than me?
Bigger than you,
fuck.
Bro.
Fuck.
If it's bigger than yeah,
definitely bigger than you,
Jay. Wow. From last night, yeah, we were smoking with. Yeah.
Yeah. But well, I guess I'm not an insult.
But yeah, he's all like, "You're crazy, bro. I could never let mine." I'm like, "Bro, I don't think you'd be able to like. I don't think you could like do that. Like, I don't think you can handle like a normal woman, let alone. You know what I mean, so
right." That's interesting.
But yeah, he's like, that's gross, bro. Why the fuck would you do? I could never. I'm like, to be honest, bro, she's making a bag. That's why I want that, bro. I don't care what the fuck you're doing.
She's a stripper, not like a esque or like a fucking.
Yeah, that's what
she's
I'm
not
saying.
Fucking.
She's fucking bouncing on
okay, but like, okay,
right, yeah.
What kind of stripper? Like nude stripper or like
anything,
fully clothed?
Bro. Whatever my, whatever the lady want to do, bro. She's making a bag.
He's also a fireman, so he's prone to getting divorced, anyways. So,
who?
He's a fireman. Alex.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
We're just doxing this poor guy.
He's prone to being Alex. No, she's prone to getting divorced anyways.
God damn.
But no, like I would definitely I wouldn't mind though, bro, like to be real.
I don't really have too much of an issue with that.
I don't have an issue with that. No. I really don't. Unless it's like, oh, I have HIV and I'm gonna die now, then I have a problem. But
well, what do you think of like OF? What do you think?
I don't give
defense?
A fuck about that either, to be
no,
honest.
No, literally not.
No, every time
really
I
think there's like, I listen. Feel like there's a little bit of modesty you can bring into OnlyFans and not be like too much of a like, you know, cam slut, but.
Sure.
Nah.
With my tattoos, I'm like, I don't want somebody to write.
Yeah, shut up. You're never doing that. Yeah. I've dated one too many. Okay. I've dated one too many fucking OnlyFans girls. Like, no, they're all crusty fucking bitches. Like,
nah.
I mean, it's hard to get the bag,
but like, I don't really see a problem with that.
It's
if you're
desperation.
Making money, I don't care.
It's pure desperation.
It's,
that's how I see
it's not making rent money.
To be honest, I really think it's just taking advantage of being a woman with a body. To
that's
be real,
saying,
I mean, go
how
for
I look
it.
At it. It's weird ass men
men.
Yeah.
They don't want to see pussy and are too virgin to go out in real world.
I mean, yeah.
That's how I look. She has made, I think, like $4 million.
Yeah, the episode of this is definitely.
Yeah, women are talking.
Ghetto black pussy.
Yeah, women are talking, bro.
Not getting
All right, that's it. I'm fucking cutting it off, right?
But, the chicken coop has been released.
But, yeah, dude, the hens are out of the house. We got to get the fuck out of here.
Hey, but
pray for us.
Javen, I love you. I'm glad you got laid, bro.
I love you
this
too.
This feels like a ship sinking.
I knew you'd be rooting for me.
This is like we're like, I love you, bro. The Titanic is fucking sinking into the fucking ocean.
Everyone,
guys, Jack me off one more time.